Hello, hello, good morning. In this episode, I'll talk about publishing packages. This is the first solo episode of the Flutter 101 podcast, so I hope you will like it. Welcome to the Flutter 101 podcast, a weekly podcast focusing on Flutter and Dart. My name is Vince Varga, and welcome to the show. So before we get started, I wanted to say a couple of words about why I'm doing this solo episode. I listen to podcasts quite often, so when I'm doing the dishes, when I go grocery shopping, when I go for a walk, when I go out and run, I like listening to podcasts. Podcasts is the only way I can learn when I'm doing these activities. So when I run, I obviously cannot read a book at the same time. I cannot read blog posts, and I also cannot really follow videos because I don't see the code that the people that are doing the videos are writing. So podcast is the only way for me to learn when I'm out running or when I do something at home. So this is why I really enjoy podcasts. One podcast that I wanted to mention and highlight is the Fragmented podcast with Kaushik Gopal and Don Felker. The Fragmented podcast was originally focusing on Android development. As I see now, I think they kind of branch out and talk about different topics, DevOps, and all kinds of software development related topics. And I really enjoy these podcasts. Sometimes they do episodes together. Sometimes they invite guests. But sometimes one of the hosts just does a solo episode. And I really like these episodes too. And this is why I thought about creating this episode, because I know guests are great, but sometimes there's something on my mind and I want to share it with you. Today is going to be the pilot episode, and today, as well as in future episodes, I want to pick topics that I think are very interesting, and I want to pick topics that I know a bit more about. I want to pick topics that every Flutter developer should care about. So today, I'm going to talk about publishing packages, and you might ask, Why is it important? I think it's a really good question. It's always a good way to basically clarify why do you do something. Start with the why. Why would you want to publish a package? First of all, this is not an ordered list. For all of you, you need to find your own reasons for publishing packages. I'm just listing a couple of ideas that I think are going to be true for a lot of you. When you publish a package, you make it open source, you are building the Flutter and Dart community, and you are improving the Flutter and Dart ecosystem as well. So it's not 100%, it doesn't need to be 100% altruistic. If you improve the ecosystem, you are also improving your chances of finding a Flutter or Dart related job. And also you can use your open source project later in your CV, in your portfolio, and you can also think about whether you could open source something at your current company. Most of us, at least, we code 8 hours a day for a company or for a project. And I think it's, whenever possible, it's good to take a look at what could be open source, because it is also good for the company for multiple reasons. So it could help the company with hiring. It could also be advantageous for basically just squeezing out more work from the employees, which is maybe not what you want to hear, but I think it's true. When I worked on open source projects that were in the name of the company, I basically worked a bit more, a bit longer on these packages. I made them much better, I think, in the end. And it can help the company, just visibility. Also, I think I already mentioned hiring. And what you need to think about is basically when no one knows about your company, then it's very difficult to hire. But when someone finds your company on PubDev or on any open source platform, but in this case, I'm talking about the Dart and Flutter ecosystem, most likely people will find your packages on pub.dev. When potential candidates find your packages and they see that, okay, this local company or this company that hires remote developers is working on open source, I think it's at least to me, it's a good sign that the company encourages open source development. I can also take a look at the source code. I can see the quality of the project. I can also get a feel of, okay, what they automate, what they leave out. Maybe I can also take a look at the pull requests. I can see how the employees of this company communicate with others or with each other. I can see if they go into pointless discussions or they focus on providing value to the ecosystem and improving their packages. So I think even though it might not seem like a good idea first, at least I think like with the old mentality, companies might think that the more code you own, the better. But I don't think it's always true. And sometimes a package is not really your key differentiator. So only because you open source a package, it doesn't mean that your competitor will get ahead. Maybe you will get ahead because you can bring in more developers. So I think it's a bit more complicated issue than that. So if you are working for a company, think about just pitching this idea that maybe this or that part of the application could be open sourced, and just mention these benefits and hope that they agree. At the last couple of companies that I worked for, we always open sourced a couple of things, and I think it was always advantageous both for the company and for the employees as well as the whole ecosystem. Another good thing about open sourcing packages while you work for a company is that you can use these packages even after you left the company. So maybe you and your company open source a good tool, an awesome widget, and you leave the company. If the code is open source and you need the same tool or widget in the future, you can just pull it into your dependencies and you can use it. It's also, I think, again, good for the company even after you leave, because this project is partly yours, the open source project, and maybe you will come back and fix these packages as you discover issues even after you leave. So maybe you add null safety, maybe you just improve test coverage, maybe you add accessibility to a widget that before didn't have very good accessibility, and the company can later then just update the package, see if everything works, and get these extra benefits for free. So I think it's just a good idea overall, and you should give it a try. So in the end, you need to come up with your own reasons, and your circumstances could be different. So at a large company, it might not be as easy to open source something, or it could be actually the opposite. So if it's a large company with an established open source culture, then maybe you just need to let your boss know, okay, I'm open sourcing it, and that's it. So in the end, your circumstances will be different. So first of all, where do you publish your packages? In the Flutter and Dart ecosystem, you will most likely publish your package on the pub.dev website tool. It's a website, so you can open your web browser and go to pub.dev, and you will see the package manager's web interface there. If you spent more than 1 hour working with Flutter and Dart, you already know this website. This is the way you can pull in dependencies to your project. You can install Flutter plugins and so on. If you didn't, and you are just listening to this podcast, pub.dev is very similar to npm crates on Rust, so npm on Node and JavaScript. I didn't use C#, and I also didn't use much Ruby, but I'm quite sure that pub is quite similar to Nuget, and Ruby gems. Am I over-explaining this? So, yeah. Okay. Another important thing to remember, that on pub.dev, publishing is forever. They do this because they don't want people to change their mind about open sourcing their packages after 2 years, when everyone else's packages depend on their package. So this is the reason why publishing is forever. They don't want you to break other people's code when you change your mind and want to delist or unpublish your package. So with that out of our way, you will need a package. You can use multiple tools to create your package. I think different tools will work for different use cases. So just to list a couple, you can use Stagehand, which is a command line tool. If you are going for a very simple Dart only package, so Dart only means that you don't have any Flutter dependencies, you don't depend on Flutter, or you are not building a Flutter plugin, then go with Stagehand. It will create most of the files, basically all of the files for you, all of the files that you need for publishing a package. So it will create a README, it will create like basically a license file. You need to decide which license you want to use, but they create the license file for you. They create a pubspec YAML file for you, more about it later. Create the lib folder with a simple example, I think class or function, I don't remember exactly. And then they also create tests for you, which is quite nice. So you don't need to waste time on setting up your test infrastructure. You just, everything is set up. After you created the package with Stagehand, you can basically run Dart test and you can watch your test suite run, and you can basically just follow TDD. Of course, it's up to you how you develop your package. All right, so Stagehand is very good for simple Dart packages where you don't have any Flutter specific rules or dependencies. If you do have a Flutter specific dependency in your project, so for example, if you are building a widget or if you are building the next state management solution, then the tool that I'm recommending you is the Flutter create command line tool. If you have the terminal open, you can just type Flutter create and space dash dash help. Then you will see all the information that you need. The Flutter create tool or command accepts the template option. So the default is the app template. This is what you use for generating a Flutter application. So this is the template option that you already probably know. If you just type Flutter create dash dash template app, then it will create a Flutter application for you. This is the increment button that you probably already have seen a couple of times. But with the template option, you can specify a couple of other options. You can say, I want a module, I want a package, or I want a plugin. So I think in this case, the two interesting things are the package and plugin. So you will use the plugin option when you need to talk to the native sides. Now Flutter supports a lot of different platforms, desktop, iOS, Android, web, and so on. Wiring everything up correctly manually would take a lot of time. You would make a lot of mistakes. So this is why they created this command line tool. You could just execute the Flutter create command with the plugin template option, and they will set up everything correctly for you. And you don't need to worry about the manual parts, the boilerplate code. And I think that's it. I want to do another episode on plugins because I think it's a big topic. You need to think about a lot of things, and I don't think it would fit well into this episode. But yeah, so whenever you need to rely on some native code and you need to develop this native code, then you should go with the plugin option for the template. If you want to develop basically a state management solution, a widget, or anything Flutter related that is not a plugin, then you should use the package option. This will also create everything for you. If you just type Flutter create template package, then it will create a package for you. It also comes with everything set up. So you have a README, you have a license file, you have a lib folder, you have tests, and you can basically follow again TDD, or you can write your tests later, or you can just, I mean, it's not ideal, but you can also just not care about the tests. I saw so many very popular packages out there that didn't have any tests, and yet they had like thousands of likes on pub.dev. So, I mean, it's up to you. I really like having a good test coverage because I don't know when I'm coming back to this project. So maybe I will come back to the project 3 months or half a year later, and I'm sure I will not remember all the edge cases. And it's also a good way for newcomers to join your project or just contribute something small. I think that people, when they see that a package has tests, they will write tests. But if a package doesn't have tests at all, they will not bother adding the tests. So I think people follow patterns that they already see in the code base. So if you have tests, I think most often people will add tests. And if they didn't, you can always just ask for it if someone decides to contribute to your project. Let me just circle back quickly to the simple Dart packages. You don't need to use Stagehand. I think it speeds things up. You can also write the files manually. For that, I recommend you the package layout conventions documentation on the Dart website. So basically, everything that Stagehand did for you, you can also do it manually. So you can create manually your pub/spec.yaml file, you can create manually your README, your lib folder, your tests, your benchmarks, your executables. Packages also support executables. I think this is, again, just like the plugins, it's a bigger topic, and I think it's a very interesting topic, so I would like to come back to it in a later episode. Okay, so now you have the boilerplate done, either with Stagehand, either with Flutter Create, or you might have created it manually, but you have a simple structure in your folder. Then you need to think about what you publish. I recommend you not overthink it. I published already a couple of plugins and packages. My most popular packages are things that I was really, before publishing, I wasn't sure, okay, is it even worth publishing? If you think 2, 3, 5 people would be happy to discover your package, then go ahead and publish it. I think a good first impression, a good documentation makes all the difference. So this is why you should spend some time on improving your README, writing good examples. So what should be in the README? In the first couple of lines, you should clarify to everyone what your package does, who is it for, and so on. Just come up with 2-3 sentences that clarify to everyone that is familiar with Flutter and Dart what your package does. I think it's also a good idea to include a screenshot or a GIF of your widget, or if you do anything that is very visual. I also like adding badges to my project. It depends. You don't want to overdo it. Most often I add a build status. I use GitHub Actions most of the time. GitHub has a CI/CD tool that they call Actions. I think it's not exactly a CI/CD tool. I think they offer a couple of extras, but it's a perfect CI/CD tool. You can run your tests, you can run your analyzer, you can format your code, or you can verify that the code is formatted correctly. You can even set up publishing from your GitHub Actions, so you can really automate everything you want. You can also create like periodic cron jobs. Okay, but enough about GitHub Actions. Another thing that I like to do is to include the test coverage. I use codecov.io, I believe. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes. What they do is basically you can upload your coverage files, your coverage output, and they will display you. They will show what are the lines that are covered in each commit. Of course, again, you can decide which commit you want to show. You can also just publish to codecov on master or main or whatever you call it. It's totally up to you. You can configure everything. Another thing that I like to include in my README is links to relevant resources. So if you are working on a plugin, on a Flutter plugin, then maybe you are talking to native APIs. I think it's a good idea to include those native APIs so that users or potential users of your package or plugin can understand what the plugin does or what the package does. The same is true for Dart packages. So maybe your package is doing something that is quite obscure and not immediately trivial, but you know about good resources in this topic, then I think it's a good idea to include these links in your README, so people can read more about it. The first thing the users of your package will need is a usage example, because they might have installed your package and then they want to try out what your package does. And then I think what 98% of people will do is go to the README and look for usage examples, copy the code and just paste it in their project and see how it works and then tweak it. So this is why it's important to include examples in your README, even if you also have a dedicated examples folder. Your README file is ready. You need to also think about your license. I don't really want to give advice here. It's something you will have to look up. You will have to decide what is important to you and find a license that works for you. Of course, a very big part of publishing a package is writing the package itself. So you need to write your Dart code, or in the case of plugins, you will have to write Kotlin, Objective-C, Swift, whatever. But whenever you write your code, all the usual software engineering best practices apply. So you should try to keep your code clean. You should keep it modular, extensible. I don't know. A lot of things to keep in mind. Another important thing is when you write your code is documentation. It's even more important than when you have your own application. I think for packages, a very good documentation is vital. One last thing I want to mention is the pubspec.yaml file. There's not much to it. You need to include your repository, your homepage. It can be the same. You can also add a link to your issue tracker, which in case if you use GitHub, then you can just link to your GitHub issues. And that's pretty much all there is to pubspec.yaml. Try not to add too many dependencies, but of course, if you need something, then of course, it's okay to add dependencies. You can also add dev dependencies that only you or other contributors of the package will use. And then you are ready to publish. You will use the pub command line tool. You can use it either directly or via the Flutter pub command. What you will want to execute is pub publish, or you can also use a shorthand, which is pub space lish. It's a nice shorthand. You can also execute for the first time with a dry run. So it will validate your package. It will notify you about any things that are still missing or you forgot about. In case there are any warnings, then you should fix those. And then you should execute the pub publish command in your root folder. If this is the first time you publish, it will show you an HTTP link, HTTPS link, that you can open in your web browser and you can authenticate with your Google account. If everything goes well, then you, after you executed the pub space lish or pub space publish command, then it will upload your package to the pub.dev package manager. Then I think it's a good idea to take a look at the package page on the pub.dev website. You might want to fix a couple of things. Maybe you messed up something in your README. Maybe you forgot something in your pubspec.yaml file. Or maybe the documentation is not as nice as you wanted it to be. So just go through that. Go through your packages site on the pubdev website and fix anything you want to fix. And then your package is published. An important tab to look at is your changelog. This is where you want to include the most important changes to your packages or a short description, as well as the scores tab. There, they automatically validate your package. They check if you follow Dart file conventions, you provide documentation, if you support multiple platforms, if you pass static analysis, if whether or not you support sound null safety, and if you have up-to-date dependencies. Just check your scores and fix the scores if you wish. When you are ready, you can optionally just spread the word and post your package maybe on Reddit, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. It depends on what social platforms you use. I think it's a good idea to publish on a couple of social platforms so you can have your first package users much faster. They can give you feedback and so on. And that's it. I think this is everything that I wanted to say about publishing packages. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. And then I will do more of these solo episodes. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and recommend the episode to your friends. Both online and in-person recommendations are appreciated, so share either on social platforms such as Twitter and LinkedIn, or just mention the podcast to your coworkers and software developer friends. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss the next episode. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. You can also listen to the podcast directly from your web browser on flutter101.dev, that is flutter101.dev. You will also find an RSS feed there. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It only takes a couple of seconds and can help the podcast reach a bigger audience. Have a great day and see you next time.